Hello, and welcome to Transcendental Transformation, the place where spirituality and transformation unite. Host Miss Raina imparts truth so that you can break through your limiting beliefs and evolve into a deeper consciousness. As you go about your day, remember, before every breakthrough, there is a breakdown. And now, let's start the show.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to tonight's episode of Transcendental Transformation. I, of course, am your hostess, Miss Raina, and today is Tuesday, December 29th, 2015, the last show of the year. As, of course, we are always coming live from the beautiful city of West Palm Beach, Florida. How was your guys' holiday? Did you guys have a really good holiday? What did Santa bring us? Did he bring us lots of gifts, a lot of goodies? Were you good girls and boys, or were you bad girls and boys? I hope that your holiday was a blessed one. I hope that it was filled with much joy, and I hope that you were able to spend it with family and friends and people that we cared about. You know, the gifts are always lovely, and trust me, I enjoy a nice gift just as much as the other one. But you know what? I really enjoy to see my friends and family and the people I care about the most. And I hope that that was your first goal, is to spend time with the people you cherish. Because isn't that what the holidays are always about? But you know, it is hectic during this time of year, right? We have one more holiday coming up pretty soon. New Year's Eve is coming up. What is it? 2 days, right? Oh my God, it's like... And then the next thing we know, my birthday is going to be around, which is the next major holiday of the year. And, you know, it's all good stuff, right? New Year's Eve, banging in the new year, then my birthday, which you guys are going to send me lots of gifts, right? That's all right. You don't have to send me gifts. I just love your support. I love you guys writing in, and I just love that you guys are out there listening. But yes, New Year's Eve is 2 days away, and I want to make sure that you guys are responsible and safe. Remember that drinking and driving is not worth your life. You know, it's funny that the older we get, you know, when you're young and you're 20, 21, you want to go out, you want to party, you want to be in the scene. And the older you get, you just don't care about it anymore. And, you know, when I was young, I used to sit there and say, well, I'm never going to be one of those people. I'm going to be cool till the day I die. And, you know, I'm always going to be at the party. And before you know it, you're in your 40s, 50s, and you know, and it just, and your life just changes. You just get burnt out, and you just rather spend a quiet time with a few people at maybe a house party, if even that. But and I'm going to be spending it with some very special people this year. It's going to be a nice quiet time, and I think it's going to do well. But anyways, I have some big plans for 2016, because we're going to take everything to the next level. We're going to set new goals. We're going to evolve our consciousness, and we're going to take not only the show, but the business that I have, and we're going to expand it even bigger. We're going to make great things happen this year. I'm pumped about this year. We're doing a lot of revising in the business. We're doing a lot of changes. We're changing the show pretty soon. We're going to have a new intro that's done by such a wonderful and talented lady who I'm honored to know. But we have such many good things coming up for you guys, and I know that you guys are going to be excited to have it. I want to take a moment, though. We're going to change the mood a little bit. I want to take a moment to say see you soon to two very special people who we lost over this holiday. I want to say Ricky Rivera and Courtney Mims, who had passed away from cancer. Cancer's tough, people. It seems to be growing epidemic in this country, and a lot of people are coming down with it. And both these people were so very young, in their mid 30s, and two very, very genuine, sweet people that I can't say good enough things for. I've truly had the honor and the privilege to be in their lives for the short time that I did. Ricky, we got to know each other at the local kava bar that I worked at during my school to make a little extra money. We had some very nice spiritual talk Very, very wonderful human being. And Courtney, I got to know at the local FPG gatherings that we used to go to. She used to make beautiful jewelry, and we used to sit around and talk and just sit by the campfires and just enjoy the gathering. And I'm going to miss them. I really am. It's hard to let go, isn't it? It's hard to let go of people that you really care for, but we always have to remember that we never lose them, right? We never lose anybody. We may lose them in the physical sense, but those of us who really truly understand spirituality and those of us who really understand life know that they're always around us. They see everything that we do. They experience everything that we experience. And that's the greatest thing. And, you know, even though my dad's been gone 3 years this past December 8th, you know, I feel closer to him now than I ever did when he was alive. I mean, don't get me wrong. We had a very close relationship. But, you know, when you know that someone's around you all the time, it just makes it that much more special. So I wish that Ricky and Courtney's family, I send you love and healing, and hope that we can get through this period of transition. All right, last show. When love takes over, the world will achieve peace. It was such a good show, wasn't it? I enjoyed talking about this show because we discussed some very good ideas about peace and balance, bringing love to the world, right? And we talked about a certain type of love. What kind of love do we talk about, right? We talked about a deep love. We talked about a deep, high vibrational love, a love that had a connection, that went through connection, that went through thought and a state of being. We had this idea that the love would bring us that. And it goes past any anger, judgment, greed, or right versus wrong. When we have this type of love, we go past these little things that hold us back all the time. Remember, this is a very high vibration. Everything resonates. Everything that's created from one another, it resonates at such a great high vibration that, of course, it would move past these things. This is a deep source of being. This is the form that we all must learn to operate on in order to achieve world peace. I taught you what? Four pillars, right? There was four pillars to work on. And I want you guys to go back, listen to the show. If you haven't listened to the show, make sure you check it out. If you have listened to the show and you forgot the four pillars, make sure you go and listen to it all over again, because these are so very vital. And remember that when you're working with these four pillars, you must be able to master one in order to move on to the next. Otherwise, if you try to cut corners, if you try to skip it and you try to go through the other things, we're going to end up in the same spot that we always end up, right? So this is why these four pillars are so essential to building our foundation. And if it's done correctly, it'll bring balance and peace within our life. That has to be maintained, right? So make sure you go check it out. It's in the archives. You know where it's at. Tonight, I'm excited, and I'm a little tired, too. If you can't tell by my voice, I am a little tired. I've had a very long day. I spent it with some amazing people doing a lot of business stuff. And, you know, we've been up since early this morning, 6 this morning, and just run. So if I'm a little tired, I apologize to you guys. But, you know, I love doing the show, so it does give me a little bit of energy. But tonight is all about the journey down the path to the road of self-discovery. I'm so tired. I'm messing it all up. The journey down the road to self-discovery. Being that there's so much spiritual guidance out there, why are so many of us lost in this world? And when we get asked the question, who are you? Why is it so difficult for us to answer? The journey to self-discovery. Wow, that seems to be something that's on everybody's mind that's a spiritualist. We're always chasing this self-discovery, or at least that's the idea of it, right? We have this idea of self-discovery like it's a goal that we're supposed to reach, that it's like this aha moment that's supposed to bring us peace and balance into our life. But what happens? Many of us face difficult barriers during this time. When often, and I get this from my clients a lot, and I get this even from write-ins from you, is that when we sit here and we have this journey, we always think that things are going to get better, that as soon as we start learning about spirituality, as soon as we start waking up, as soon as we start moving towards a greater purpose, we think that things are going to just be smooth sailing and everything's just going to be peachy cream. And it doesn't work like that. Sometimes it seems so difficult, like it's going to fall apart. And actually, that's about next week's show, is that we are going to talk all about that. But on the journey of self-discovery, we face the difficult barriers, right, that block our path. And it gets frustrating. And let's face it, people, life is very challenging, right? It's difficult. Life is not easy. And anyone who sits there and says, oh, life is a piece of cake, obviously is lying to us. Because I have yet to meet anyone that said, oh, yeah, life is so easy. The journey to self-discovery is so easy. And it's not. It's not supposed to be easy. Self-discovery is not supposed to be easy. And that's the frustration, because we always feel like we're running into a wall, right? We never get anywhere. The moment we start, we feel good. We start to do something and we run into the same walls. We run into the same challenges that block our path. And what happens to us? We end up giving up, right? We give up. We get frustrated. We get bored. We just figure there's no point, that we're never going to get past these barriers. And in that instance, we accept that our life will never change. That is so defeatist in the journey to our self-discovery. We always have to remember that it is a difficult challenge to find out who we are. And I got to be honest with you, even who I am, you know, as old as the soul as I am, there's been many a times where I wanted to throw in the towel, because it does get frustrating. It pushes you to the brink of you just want to scream. And that's the greatest part about it. That is really the truest, greatest part about it. Those walls are to test you and to test your strength of how much will you have towards yourself to grow. But what do? Most of us, right? We go around reading all these books, right? There's a million spiritual books out there. We go out, we buy all these books, we attend all these classes, and they make us feel wonderful, right? I attended a wonderful class for Solstice that was held by one of my best friends, Melissa, and it was just a circle of us attending the class, and we were talking about our experiences, what we want to leave behind, what we want to bring in, and it was just some wonderful energy. And you know, when you're in those classes, when you're reading those books that inspire us, that give us energy, that make us feel like we want to move forward, that we want to grow, that's a really good thing. But when we want to take on the world and we get all excited and we go out and we try this for a little bit and we run out as hard as we can and we do what we read or we do what the teacher told us, and we go over and over and nothing happens. Why doesn't anything happen? Or why does it happen where we go so far and then we stop? Or it seems like we leveled off and we can't go no further. Well, let's take the first question at hand. With so much spiritual guidance out there, why are so many of us lost? That's an important question to know. That's a really deep question to understand. And one of the things that I think that it would be good to look into and good to think about for you guys is maybe in spirituality and religious thoughts that these ideas are no more than theories. We don't know what is really 100% true, do we? I mean, we can't. Right? Our slate is wiped clean from the moment of birth. Every life that we have, it's like our first life, and we don't know. We have to relearn everything. And of course, I know some of us have that sixth sense where we feel past lives or we just feel familiar. We have deja vu. But when it comes to the road of self-discovery, and we read these books and we attend these classes and we have all these ideas, and we have really what we have is the theories behind it. That they're all theories. And maybe that's the struggle in itself, is we take what someone tells us as truth. And how could it be truth? How do we know if it's truth? Yes, some of us will say, well, Miss Raina, you know, what we believe we create and that makes it truth. Well, to some extent. But really, aren't these theories just kind of like a one-size-fits-all type blanket over us? We have one theory out there, and everybody is supposed to understand it under one law. Well, that doesn't make sense. What works for you works for me, and vice versa, and it'll work for that person and that person. How could that be possible if every one of us is different? If every single human on this earth is different and we all have different perceptions and different realities, then how can one or two theories fit all? And maybe that's why we're running into these roadblocks. Maybe that these ideas that we're told, maybe these ideas that come into our lives are supposed to give us a broad spectrum of an idea of how to make our journey, how to go down the road to self-discovery. Maybe we're not supposed to take it in verbatim. Maybe we're supposed to take it and expand it and make it our own and stretch it out, right? Because that would make sense. I mean, I don't know about you girls out there. I know you guys probably won't get this, but you know, you girls, if you wear a really tight shirt that doesn't fit you, and I say, okay, you know, it barely fits and it's crushing your chest and you can't breathe, and I say, yeah, no, wear it. Don't worry, one size fits all. Are you going to continue wearing it? No, you're not. Because it doesn't fit. You got to adjust. You got to get a different size shirt. It may be a similar shirt, right? But you got to adjust the size to fit you. So why don't we take that simple idea and make it into some of these theories that we're told? It may have worked for that person. And it's the same thing, the same idea as this show. I give you guys week in and week out all these different ideas and all these different truths and all these different theories on how to do things. But it's up to you to figure out how to use it to your benefit. What works for me may not work for you, or you might have to slightly tweak it. I teach meditation all the time to people. And the one thing that seems to be stuck on them is that I could sit there and tell 10 different people the same way to do it, and not all of them get it. And some of them I have to constantly adjust my way of doing it, because some of us are audio, some of us are visual, some of us are touch. So it would make sense. And this is something we need to think about. How about this? How about that maybe we don't even know how to exercise these theories either, or this idea? I mean, just because we read something and we have, okay, I get the idea, okay, this person did this and this and this, and we have a set of instructions, that doesn't mean that we necessarily know how to apply it to ourselves. To me, this seems like these would throw up roadblocks to our self-discovery. And I got to tell you, and I know as you're listening to this show, you're probably like, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. It seems like common sense, right? But let's be honest, right? Let's be honest. Do we actually question? Do any of us ever try to change or to adjust these theories or any of these to apply to our road? So now you see why the road to self-discovery can be so confusing. We grab onto a theory, we grab onto an idea that someone told us, and without any understanding of how to do it. It's almost like giving a kid a car or a loaded shotgun without ever explaining to him how to use it. It just doesn't make sense. Yes, these ideas aren't going to hurt us, but they're not going to help us grow if we don't understand it. How many of us, and be honest, people, be honest, I'll know if you're lying, be honest, but how many of us really read something and say, okay, well, that makes sense to me, but let me see how it applies to my, or do we just read something or read a set of instructions, sit down and try to repeat the instructions verbatim? Most of us do that. And you know what? So for some of us, it may work. It may work, but for some of us, it's not going to work. And for those of us who get to a certain point and can't go no further or can't seem to get anywhere, I guarantee you this is one of the ideas that you're having trouble running into. This is really tough. We'll be right back after a message from our sponsor.
From combat to Cosmo to corporate to coach, Shelly Mitchell works with smart, creative, and driven, highly spirited entrepreneurs, helping them find their focus, get clear on their message, create a plan that works for them and their unique brain style to develop the systems so that they can be the CEO of their business and make more money. The time is now to turn your passion and your purpose into a profitable, successful business. Visit Shelly Mitchell's website, mypersonalbusinesscoach.com, or email Shelly, that's Shelly with an EY, at mypersonalbusinesscoach.com. When visiting the website, be sure to request your weekly success planner and or schedule a catapult your cash flow call with Shelly herself, both complimentary.
We have to understand what we're doing before we practice something. And true, there are times where it's trial by error. Hey, we got so many different ways to handle an idea. But think about it. We don't walk before we crawl, right? Well, at least most of us. And as science proves, that those who crawl first have better coordination, right? If the ones that just get up and start walking have less coordination than the ones that crawl. At least the last time I've done studies on that, that was the outcome of it. So we need to take our time and understand this. This is so important. It sounds so basic, but think of all the times that you have tried anything. Have you ever truly understood the concept or the idea behind it? And people, you have to learn to adapt. I'll say that 500 times until you get it. Adaptation in your journey is such a big key. You have to be willing to adapt. You don't think the same as when you're 16, right? Or when you're 20 or when you're 30. As we grow, as we evolve, we change our ideas. We have better understandings of everything. And so same with these ideas, same with these theories. Let's take an important a topic, right? A few months ago, we did the law of attraction, right? So use the mind, create, and poof, voila. Hey, I created all the things I want just by thinking in the mind. And this is what's told to us. And if you go around and ask anybody who's in the spiritual community, what's the law of attraction? That's what they say. They say, oh, well, you use your mind to create reality. Use your mind to create what you want. And that, yes, it sounds fabulous. But that's not reality. I went through in a few months ago in the show of the Law of Attraction, I told you guys how to truly do the Law of Attraction. But even then, you have to adjust to it. You have to take what I've told you and work with it to make sure that you know how to attract it in your way. And how many people that practice the law of attraction or say that they practice the law of attraction actually do it properly? They'll probably tell you all day long, oh, yeah, everything works out great. But I guarantee you that 95 or 99% of them actually are very, very bad at it. Because I have been in the spiritual community for a long, long time, and I've only seen like maybe one or two people that are actually efficient in it. It's that way. And that's because we hear, use your mind and create something. So we're picturing something. We don't know how to manifest it. We don't know how to call its energy. We don't know where to put the energy. And we don't know how to do something to make that manifest into the world. You have to do the groundwork, people. And this is the groundwork. Understanding the theories behind it, seeing adaptation, seeing it how it relates to you, has to be done. How many of you are Reiki masters or Reiki practitioners or any form of healing modality? Right? Everyone's so quick to call themselves a master, right? I will never, ever use the term master or guru. And let me tell you something. My business people have tried to get me to use the term guru and master so many times. And I say, no, absolutely not. I will never use those terms because that implies I know everything about that. And that subject can never be changed. Well, guess what? Reiki is ever evolving. Touch therapy is ever evolving. All these healing modalities are ever evolving. So if you go and you read Reiki 1, 2, and 3, and you just think, that's it, a handful of pages, I know everything there is about Reiki, well, you're sadly mistaken. And guess what? It will happen in the same way in your road to self-discovery as your healing practice. It will only go so far because your mind is limited to the idea that this is what it is, or you don't fully understand it. You know what's the saddest thing about this stuff, especially when I find teachers, and by all means, I am not knocking, but I see this troubles me in the spiritual community, is that most who teach these ideas don't understand them themselves. I've been to around a lot of people, and I've partaken in many seminars, and I've heard people speak before, and I could tell that their idea was just repeating what they've heard, and that they had no concept of the understanding of this idea that they had, especially when it came to any questions that they had. The journey, people, is a lifetime thing. There is no finish line. There's no medal at the finish line. When you cross the finish line, they're not going to say, yay, Jenny, yay, you won the journey of self-discovery. You get the gold medal. You're balanced. You never, ever have to come back here. You never have to live life ever again because you finally won. It doesn't work like that. It doesn't. It is a lifetime progression. I do it every single day. I am constantly on a road to self-discovery. Every single day, I'm constantly looking. And even when you're balanced, your journey continues. It has to. I mean, how boring would life be if life was just a race to get to the balance line and that was it? The idea that there's a spiritual goal without maintaining it or evolving it, that's silly. How silly does that sound? Hey, life is about just running a race as fast as you can. You don't have to maintain it once you achieve it. You get it, you maintain it. I mean, you get it, you, and that's it. There's no maintenance to it. You're just spiritually in line. There's no journey. You discovered yourself in one lifetime, and yay, everything's good. Poof, right? It just doesn't make sense. It doesn't at all. So what does it take for a deeper sense of self-discovery? Well, these three things I'm going to tell you are going to be like common sense, but I guarantee you don't practice them. And the three things that you need if you want to go deeper into the road of self-discovery is you need patience, understanding, and compassion. Simple, right? Patience, understanding, and compassion. Any form of evolution, any form of spiritual evolving must have patience, understanding, and compassion. Why? Because we must have patience with ourselves because we don't understand who we are. Makes sense. We don't. None of us are, if we understood who we are, we wouldn't be out of balance. We wouldn't be ruled by our emotions. We wouldn't have the emptiness that we have or the shortcomings or the ego. So we must have patience for the person that we don't understand. And of course, we must have compassion for our journey. We must have compassion for the things because we don't understand. So it's going to be frustrating. We're going to get angry. We're going to run into these hurdles. We're going to want to break down and cry and pull our hair out and just go nuts sometimes. And that's where the patience comes in. The patience has to be of the compassion. You have to see it through. You have to make sure that any journey is worthwhile. The number one thing that people have that are successful as entrepreneurs or any successful person in business is patience and persistence, right? They don't understand everything, but they're patient. They're persistent. They're understanding of themselves and their compassion that they got to keep pushing through. So why don't we do this with our journey? Why are we just trying all these things out and once they don't work or once they work for a little while and they don't, we just throw it in the bag and say, oh, that's as far as we're going to go. It just doesn't make sense. So allow yourself these three things. Another thing that we have to look at is we must be objective. We must, when we're going through a journey, especially once we've gotten past the start of it, we must start looking at things as objectively as possible. And in order to do that, we cannot be victimized. We have to see the situations and the challenges for what they are. We have to be objective for it. The third party objective side is usually the side that sees things clearly, right? Why is that happen? Why does that happen? When we get into an argument or when we're arguing with friends, we usually go to other friends that are kind of involved to understand. And we say, hey, what do you see from us? Well, why do we ask our friends? Because they're the third party. Their emotions aren't tied in it. They're seeing things clearly. They're seeing things with patience. They're seeing things with understanding and compassion. They have no ties to it, but you do. And so right away, as soon as that third party objective side goes out of you, you've already lost the battle on that side because you've thrown the patience out. You've thrown the understanding out. You've thrown the compassion out, all because we start to succumb to our emotions. And we have to allow that self. We have to allow ourselves to go through this. The biggest thing that I see when we start going into a deeper form of self-discovery, especially when we start getting into the nitty-gritty stuff, is we become ashamed of our experiences. Ashamed. How many of us think of things and we slap ourselves in the head and we're like, oh, I can't believe I did that. Or we just put our hands over our eyes and just like, oh, I wish I could take that back. And that stops us, right? When we don't want to face ourselves in that area. But when you want to go deeper, you have to have the compassion. You have to have the understanding that that experience was needed in order for you to grow, in order for you to understand who you are. And we do this because we're afraid of judgment. We talk about judgment all the time. But you know what? It's not so much even judgment of what others are going to say. It's our own judgment, right? It's our own judgment. We are judgmental of ourselves. I could be better than this. I should have done that. Or maybe it's our judgment of that blaming the other person. We're blaming the other person of what's going on. And that is a judgment in itself. We can't be ashamed of who we are. We can't be ashamed of our experiences. We can't be ashamed of what others are going to say or how we're going to feel. We must have understanding and compassion and patience towards ourselves because we all mess up. We all do. And let me tell you something. As old as I am, I have done some things in this lifetime that at one time I thought, wow, I'm ashamed of. And I said, you know, no, I'm not ashamed of it because it made me who I am. And I take ownership of it. And by taking ownership of your self-discovery leads you deeper. It leads you to go past those hurdles because that's what a lot of those hurdles are, is the shame, is the embarrassment of being ashamed of judging yourself of the situation. Go towards it, people. And you know what? Hey, we all make mistakes. We're all going to lose things at times, right? For some of us, we have a journey. We have a fear of losing things. Our journey sometimes does mean loss. We do lose certain things. And yes, hey, great. We lose things. We lose things that make us miserable, right? But why is that so bad? Why in our journey is supposed to be to enlighten us, to make us better, but we can't, right? Because we're afraid to lose. Well, I don't want to lose this relationship. I don't want to lose this friendship. I don't want to lose this job or this experience or where I'm at. But what if the things that we're supposed to lose that we hold on to are holding us back? What if those very friendships, those very relationships or jobs or ideas, our belief system or whatever it is, are holding us back from your journey to the road of a deeper self-discovery? Maybe that's another hurdle, the reason why you can't get past it. Maybe there's a fear of loss. Maybe there's a fear of losing something that no longer serves you. Well, hey, if it no longer serves us, right, then that's why we're stuck. Right, it's a lesson in itself. It's meant to be let go. As I say, we outgrow our clothes, right, all the time. When we're growing, when we're an infant, through toddler, through all the way through teenagers, we're constantly changing clothes. We don't hold on to the same clothes because we outgrow it. Well, we outgrow ideas, we outgrow belief systems, we outgrow friends, relationships, places we live. But most of us hold on to that. We hold on to that so desperately. We have to understand that growth equals evolution. You can't grow. You can't evolve if you're holding on to everything. If you refuse to unstick yourself, if you refuse to lose that is which no longer serves us, well, then what do we expect to accomplish? Where can we go? Are we understanding this stuff? Are we maybe thinking about things that we're going through and maybe times that we've started out in our journey and we feel like we've gone so far and that was it? I mean, these are simple ideas, people. And I know you guys are so smart. And I know you guys know this, but sometimes we have to be reminded. Maybe we've fallen into this trap. Maybe we've fallen into a trap of some of these things, the fear, the judgment. The no patience, the no understanding, the no compassion to ourselves. We have to show us this. And when we get stuck, we have to make sure that we have a recognition of our patterns. This is so vital. This is so very vital. And this has to be done daily. You must have a daily observation of your patterns. You must recognize as you're going through your journey, as you're going deeper and deeper, and as you're busting down the walls and understanding yourself more, you must understand patterns. Patterns, patterns, patterns. Patterns is nothing new, right? You've heard me say that a million times as well. You guys are probably sick of it sometimes. But I say these things because these are the ideas. Our brain is wired to do patterns, right? It's wired, the neuron, everything is wired to make sure it fires constantly. Things that are the same develop into habits and patterns. And this will hold us back too. And there could be good patterns, healthy patterns for us that become stagnant. Good patterns, people, that were once good for us, we may have outgrown. They could become stagnant. That's why even like I'll use the meditation again because we were talking about it. But even that's why when I teach people meditation, I say always start, when you first start meditating, you should always start with a guided meditation. And you should use that guided meditation until you start to be able to say verbatim what they're going to say before they start to say it. Once you start doing that, you've outgrown it. You've gone past its use. Put it away and find a new one. And you can always come back to it months down the road, years down the road, or whatever, maybe never at all, until you evolve into just music or until you evolve into just silence. But a good pattern can become stagnant. Because everything's evolving, right? You have to evolve with it. So you must understand it. You must understand the patterns. You must every day, every single day when something comes up, I make sure I go over my patterns. I make sure I say, okay, Miss Raina, this is what I've done today. This is what I do. And when I'm feeling stale in life, when I'm feeling bored, and trust me, I get bored very quickly. I must be entertained a lot. As much as I love my peace, I love my solitude and stuff like that, I also need my entertainment. And even in work, if I did the same show over and over, if I did the same work, I would get bored. I did that in massage. I was a massage therapist for many years, and I felt like I was on an assembly line half the time. And as much as I loved to do it, I just felt like pump them in, pump them out, pump them in, pump them out. Next body, same thing. And so I would have to change my routines. I would have to change things just to give it a little spice. And that could be difficult. That could be difficult to recognize our own patterns that we're there. Because when it's new, right, we're excited, right? We're so excited. It's new. It's hot. Hey, I just read this awesome book that makes me feel good. I just took this rocking class. I just listened to Miss Raina's awesome show. And you know, and it's great. And I listen to it. And I try these things out. And I do it over and over and over until I get burnt out. And boy, do we get burnt out quick, right? Oh, if you're anything like me, I get so burnt out. It's like, okay, what's the next thing? I mastered it, and it doesn't take me long to master something. I mastered it. Let's move on. And I need to, because I recognize that in a pattern of me, if I keep holding on to something, my self never changes. I just said at the beginning of the show, right? We got some exciting new things coming. We're changing the voice on the introduction. We're rebranding the business. We're doing all this thing because it needs changing all the time. And every year I reinvent myself. I reinvent who I am. I reinvent my ideas. And because it keeps things fresh, it keeps me going. It keeps, and just when I think I know Miss Raina even as much as I can, there's always some new mysterious side to me that I'm like, ooh, I'm so excited. I'm so glad I let that side out. But because I'm not comfortable. I don't allow myself to get comfortable with anything. I don't allow myself to get stagnant, to get stuck. And that's what we have to do. That's what we have to make sure that we do. We'll be right back after these messages.
A message from the life of Raina. We live in a world faced with many tough challenges. Our lives become chaotic and filled with disaster ever so quickly, most of the time before we even realize. Our issues beat down our mental mindset, and an imbalance of emotions become prevalent. The Life of Raina is dedicated to helping people on the deepest spiritual level. Miss Raina, the creator of Transcendental Development and Growth, works on your core issues and finds the solutions which allow you to break free from the emotional bondages of life, helping you achieve the life you've always wanted to live. Isn't it time that you lived life for you? Call the Life of Raina, 561-846-2190, and schedule your appointment today. That's 561-846-2190, or email thelifeofraina@icloud.com.
So if we're ever evolving, how do we evolve deeper? How do we manage to move past these stagnations? How do we manage to keep going forward when we think that we've learned everything, or when we think when we want to dig deeper on our journey? What do we do? How do we move forward? Well, let's take the second question. Who are you? Who are you is the most difficult answer to answer. I know that sounds funny, right? But it is. It's true. It's one of the most difficult things to answer, one of the most difficult questions to answer. And how do we evolve? How do we journey down this path to self-discovery and even go deeper if we can't even answer the question of who we are? We don't understand who we are. And isn't that what the journey of self-discovery is all about? Isn't that what it's supposed to be about, is answering the question of who we are? But no, we're so busy trying to manifest everything through the law of attraction and becoming a Reiki master and doing sound therapy and doing all these different modalities and putting all these different titles on us, because we feel that that's our journey to self-discovery. We feel that that's going to make us know who we are. And let me tell you, people, all these things that you're learning do not make you who you are. It doesn't make you. You could learn all the modalities. You can get a doctorate. You can do whatever you want. But that doesn't make us who we are. Or it won't help us understand our actions. And so that's the point of it. We must figure out who we are in the journey of self-discovery. We must dig down deep and understand our actions. And the sad thing is again, most who teach about all this stuff, self-discovery. And have you ever questioned people who teach this stuff, who go out and teach all these self-help? Have you ever asked them about who they are and see what kind of answer they give and see how they live their life and see if they're living this truth? Because the honest to God truth is, a lot of people who teach this stuff, a lot of people who teach how to help people, their lives are a mess. Their relationships are a mess. Their personal emotions are all over the place. They can't hold down jobs, or if they have a job, they're miserable. And that's not to say we all have problems. And we can't point the finger, hey, I got problems, you got problems. We all have problems. But in order for us to be able to teach this stuff, we must be able to understand who we are, right? We have to be able to understand that. So who am I? Is why we incarnate all the time, is why we have life after life after life after life. Each life that we have is trying to tell you to figure out who you are in that life. And isn't that one of the greatest experiences to life, is to figure out who you are during that lifetime? Who you are. Like, I love who I am on such a deep level. It's taken me a long time to get there. And any of my friends will tell you the struggles that I have gone through, the torment that I've gone through on my journey of to a deeper self-discovery. And even though I am balanced, I still have to constantly go forward, constantly maintain it. And I have to ask myself every single day, who am I? Every day I walk in, when I'm done with this radio show and I go into bed, because I'm going to tell you, I'm super tired. I'm ready for bed. I'm ready to pass out. But I'll sit down before I go to bed and I'll say, okay, who am I? What's changed about me? Where have I evolved to? Am I stuck with something? And I'll go over all the things I've learned, all my actions today, and I'll constantly go over this. Because every life, I love to figure out who I am. Because guess what, people? Every single day you wake up, you're different than the last. But guess what? Most of us would rather be cool, right? We'd rather be popular or tough. A lot of us are tough, right? And let me tell you, I used to play the tough girl act. I used to be the tough girl from Chicago. Don't mess with me. Because I didn't want to be hurt. Because I didn't want people to see the sensitive side of me. Or hey, maybe you'd rather be the pimp Mac Daddies, right? Yo, I got all this stuff. I don't even know how to do the talk anymore. I'm getting so old at my age that I just don't know the lingo anymore. But you know, we'd rather do these things, right? We'd rather look cool. We'd rather be the Reiki master or the doctor or whatever. We'd rather be the speaker, the international superstar, rather than know who I am. And how can we teach this? How can someone teach this to you? How can someone teach you these theories and help you with your life if you don't know who you are? How could they teach this if they don't know who you are, or if they don't know who they are? It can't. And you know, people, we got to stop giving ourselves excuses. We can't. You have to be able to take control of your life. You can't go out and say, oh, I want to teach these things. I want to change the world. I want to do this, but I don't know who I am. But you know what? I'm going to give myself the excuse. You know what? Too much. And I hear that from people who don't want to work out at the gym or don't want to eat right. Well, you know, there's nothing around. There's just McDonald's and Taco Bell. Yes, I get that sometimes. Trust me, I do. But you know, I don't have, I work too much. I don't have the time. Or it's what God wants. You know, I'm waiting for the universe to give its blessings down to me and to change my life. I need signs from God. I need signs from the universe in order for my self-discovery to happen. But the truth is, people, you need to start taking control of your life. Stop giving yourself excuses. No one out there, look, I'll tell you, from spirit guide to human race, I am telling you, we are just here to guide you. That's why what we are here for. You must take control of your life. You must take control of your journey. This journey is about you and you alone. You don't need a sign from us or God or a universe or a ball of energy or a ball of yarn. It doesn't matter. You take control of this. If not, guess what? You don't really want it. And you want to play the victim game. If you don't want to dig through some of the things that I told you, if you don't want to face some of this stuff, and you want to give your excuse that, oh, nothing works for me, or I don't want to try, and you don't want to try any of these basic concepts out, and these basic concepts will take you so deep, so deep. Stick with the basics, people, because the basics will take you deeper than half of these so-called advanced platinum, you know, $10,000, $15,000 courses that you're going to take. And you got it free. You listened to the show for an hour and you got it free. Who am I? Is asked on a daily basis. And the answer must always evolve. The question it shows growth. It'll show stagnation. It'll take you deeper. It'll move you through your journey. Just asking yourself a simple question of who am I every single day. And when you come up against something that you feel, oh, I should have been better, then ask yourself, who am I? Why did I do this? Who am I? Why did I react that way? Because who am I to react that way? Who am I to have these feelings? Who am I to have this jealousy? Who am I to feel this empty? The simple question that takes us so deep, so very deep. But we gotta stop pleasing the world. We really do. We gotta stop pleasing the world in every way, because the more you're gonna please, the more you're gonna go out and try to be the cool person, try to be the tough person, try to seem like you got it together when you really don't, the further away you become. And what happens, and you know right now, you know what I'm gonna say, the more chaotic your insides become, right? The more chaotic the emotion, the mental stress, the spiritual stress come. And you know it. You can put on a face all you want. You can go out there and say, yes, I know everything. I'm the greatest thing since sliced bread. And I'm just going to, you know, and learn from me because I'm guru, whatever. And you're a mess because you're trying to please the world. You're trying to be something you're not. Instead of, because honestly, people who have attained this, they don't need to flaunt it. They don't need to tell you. They don't need to express themselves. They don't need to do this stuff. They don't need to. And you can always tell the people who are trying to fake it. You know, yes, I hear in spirituality, fake it till you make it all the time. But that's taken so out of context. That doesn't mean lie your butt off and fake everybody just so you can make money until you make it. No, that means until you've done the groundwork, until you've busted your butt and gone through hell and back, until you've done this stuff and achieved the place of balance and it still must be maintained, that's what they're talking about. Fake it till you make it, not lie to everybody. Misery happens, people. It does. It's true. Misery happens. If you don't do the proper work on yourself, and even when you do, it's going to seem even more chaotic. You're going to say, Miss Raina, you told me to do all these things, and I did them, and I adapted to them, and I've done, and my life spun even more out of control. Yes, That shows that it's working. That shows that it's healing. And Oriental medicine and any form of alternative healing and stuff, even energy work, you healers out there, and we're going to discuss this next week, but you healers, you know that, what do we always say? The symptoms get worse before they get better. That's a sign of healing, right? So why do a lot of us will sit there and be like, oh, this makes me feel bad. This makes me worse. And we run away from our pain. We're ashamed, right? We're ashamed of how we feel. We're ashamed of what we're at. But it shows us, right? Our misery shows us that we're too concerned with the world around us. And we're not concerned with the inner world. The outer world does not dictate our inner people. The inner world dictates our outer. And you could try to manipulate that all you want. You could try to tell me, I don't know what I'm doing. You could try all you want. But it's not true. Our inners dictate our outers. So stop fighting. Stop fighting life. Stop fighting the flow. Stop being the victim. Let the journey flow, people. Let it flow. Allow life to happen. Accept the journey. Accept the life lessons. Every day, I welcome these life lessons. I welcome the twists and the turns and the scenic route. The further my journey takes me, the more I go around and around, the more I enjoy it. Come on, bring it, baby, bring it. You know I'm tough. What's the next challenge? What's the next thing that we're going to reveal? Show me the next thing. Because I go deeper and deeper. And that shows me my personal strength. That shows me the truth of Miss Raina. And hey, this Miss Raina is just who I am this lifetime. When I come back, when I choose to come back, when we need to shift again, I'll be somebody else, whether it be male, female, I don't know. I don't know. And that doesn't matter because when I come back, guess what? I'm going to have the wonderful thing of self-discovery all over again. Learn to rely on self, not others. That's so important. Listen to what people have taught. Listen to some of the things that people have told you or what you read about, but learn to trust who you are. Learn to rely on self. Learn to make as many mistakes as possible. Welcome the failure. Welcome it because it's going to bring you success. I want you guys to become leaders, not followers. Everyone who listens to my show, reads my blogs, takes my program, whatever, every one of you, I want you guys to be leaders out there talking like this and going out there and empowering yourself and empowering the world and learn to become independent. Take a hold of your life, people. Take a hold of your journey. Go deeper. Go deeper. Find out, who am I? Make sure you thirst for the knowledge. Make sure you crave it. Crave that knowledge. Crave that thirst. Because the biggest downfall is the day when you think you know everything or when you have no desire to learn. When you've hit this road where you think, oh, I've learned it all. I know it all. I'm this master guru that can teach the world everything it knows. Or you guys don't get it and I get it all. And no, they don't get what I get. I wish everybody would understand what I did. Well, guess what? That's when you stop learning. That's when your journey to self-discovery has come to a halt because now you're an ego and you're not going any further because you stopped asking, who am I? Hey, you know who you are. You know every single day. I teach clients every single day and my students and my protege to listen more, talk less. Listen more and talk less. And I know for someone who does a radio show, right? I love to gab, right? Gab, gab, gab. But really, ask anybody that's around me. I listen and I listen and I listen. And there will be times that I talk. But listening tells you who I am. Listening answers all the questions that you want to know. The more you talk, the more it blocks growth. You have to be willing to listen. Again, learn to feel. Learn to trust yourself. And you won't need us. You know, we as guides, we love you. We love to guide you. We will always be there for you. But you guys rely on us way too much. You guys rely on the theory of a God and on angels and us and all these things to do your work for you. We're not going to do your work for you. We've come back to tell you how powerful you are, how much strength and how much will you guys have been entrusted with yourself, that you are able to create anything you want in your life and that you don't need us. Your journey starts with you, and you'll know when you're on the right path every single day. you'll know. And when you feel lost and confused, you're on the path that you need to be. So have patience, have understanding, have compassion towards it. You know, people are going to have many answers, and even yourself, you're going to have many answers to who am I. But the only answer you'll ever need is I'm me. All right, everybody, that's tonight's show. I hope you enjoyed it. I am going to bed. I am tired. As you could tell, the start of the show is rough. My brain, I was trying to get it going for you guys. I know I was a little dyslexic there, but I'm ready for bed. But thank you guys so much. I'm so glad that you guys are hopefully had a great holiday. I wish you a happy New Year's. And we're going to have a show all about healing and the struggles of people who are healers and empaths and all that stuff. Look on my social media for it. And if you'd like to follow us, you can follow us on our Facebook at facebook.com/ Trans Transformation Radio Show. That's all one word. You can follow me on my blog at thelifeofreina.wordpress.com, my Facebook at facebook.com/thelifeofreina, or you can visit us on our website at soulandspiritguide.com, or email me personally, and I'll get to you guys after the holidays, at thelifeofreina@icloud.com. Again, always remember to believe in yourself, and it's not our abilities or our talents that make us who we are, but it is our choices. Thank you, and have a wonderful night.